We have another reminder today about the havoc the pandemic is having on the U.S. economy and people's lives. About 900,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week for the first time, and that growing number brings into stark focus the challenges ahead for President Biden. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, for more. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So last week's unemployment claims were down slightly from the week before, but it still remains elevated. And when you look at continuing claims, which counts people who have received unemployment benefits for at least 2 weeks, that number continued to decline. So help put all of this into perspective for us.
So that continuing claims number, what it measures is people on state unemployment programs in each of the 50 states. And those benefits don't last forever. For most states, they last 26 weeks. So that drop off in the number of continuing claims is simply largely the result of people exhausting those 26 weeks of benefits. Now, there is a different federal emergency program that was passed because of the pandemic, in which you, if you exhaust those benefits, you can get another 24 weeks of assistance from the federal government. And Tanya, there's still 3 million, more than 3 million people filing continuing claims under that program. So it's still a very acute problem with unemployment in this country.
Right. And you're talking about this coronavirus relief package, right, in December that included more assistance for people who lost their jobs. What kind of impact, though, is that having for people who are newly unemployed?
Well, so the big thing is it provides an additional $300 a week, known as the federal enhancement, to state unemployment payments. So basically an extra $300 a week. For many people, though, it's even more fundamental. This bill passed in December simply allows a lot of gig workers and self-employed people to actually file for and collect unemployment benefits when previously, before the pandemic, they were not eligible if you were a sort of a gig worker, self-employed type of person. So that's another sort of benefit of the bill passed in December, is that it allows gig workers to continue to file for unemployment claims, because that the original program under the CARES Act was set to expire in December. And that bill passed in December itself actually extended those programs for the people that need them.
Yeah, Biden is proposing this $1.9 trillion relief package going before Congress really soon. What's the latest on that front?
It's clear it's not going to sail right through Congress easily. There's been several Republican senators, even the moderates like Mitt Romney, who are sort of pushing back on the $1.9 trillion price tag and questioning if the timing is right, since they did just pass a stimulus measure in December. So there's a lot of talk about sort of the congressional leaders and the White House getting together in the coming days to kind of debate and hash out what exactly we'll have a chance of getting through Congress of that $1.9 trillion package.
Right. Besides another infusion of cash, there's so much more on Biden's economic agenda that he will likely have to take up and talk through with Congress. That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Tanya.